Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Yeah, we smush everything together here. The weather's announcement. You're going to go from live in Lewisburg or live from Lewisburg to the outdoors, and it's going to be about 30 degrees. that's strange. Hard to believe. All right. Rob Sender, our fabulous producer here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. And guests in the studio, Scotta Magnelli is back. She's executive director of the Campus Theater and one of those people that just pushes perfection and pushes herself and pushes her staff and makes things how would you even describe it, the work that you do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we show movies, but we also have lots of live performances coming up this year, not the least of which is our fourth annual Live from Lewisburg variety show happening tomorrow night.
All right. Well, yeah, you're not conflicted with the dilemma of thinking small. So you guys think big over there and make things happen. So we appreciate that. And a woman who's been thinking out of the box probably since she was about 8 or something. I don't know. Monica Prince is here, just making great waves over at Susquehanna University, teaching creative writing, trying to inspire students over there. And Choreo Poem. Am I got that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Okay, so, Professor, and you're going to be the host of Live from Lewisburg tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
So nice to meet you. Real quick, Choreo Poem. Tell us what it is, because we're going to see it tomorrow night.
Yes, a Choreo Poem is a choreographed series of poems that includes dance, music, live art, parkour, yoga, Zumba, whatever type of performance media you can think of, all thrown together and put on a stage like a play.
And what I'm going to say, channel this movement and this voice and these words into a really succinct performance.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, I am performing a choreo poem called Selfish Me with the fabulous and stunning Carrie Sterling, who will be painting a painting alongside the performance of that poem.
Well, and I think we're starting to dabble on what's important here, Scotta, and that's that in our area, we have some ultra, ultra talented people. And if you know them, or you're lucky enough, or you meet them, or you take a class, or take the Bucknell lifelong learning things, you take the Bill stuff, whatever it is, you might get a glimpse of it. But you put it all on stage for Live from Lewisburg.
Yes, we do. Our fourth installment is going to be really interesting. I mean, we have a wonderful house band, T-Rail and the Locomotives. We have Richard Findlay on keyboards. He does a wonderful job. We've got Robert Barkley, the AMK Dance Company. Of course, Monica Prince and Carrie Sterling, Luke Hughes on violin, Diamond Marrow, Evan Dresser and Andy Chalman, and Lori McCants.
Well, yeah, and I think some of those names I know. If you're lucky enough to see them doing their main work, good for you. But, for example, Lori McCants, the BTE actress, you've seen her on stage, I'll bet it's 100 times, you know, in different performances over there. Just a ridiculously talented actress who graces our area by living in our area. Can you say that about some of the other performers, too, that these are those sort of quintessentially talented folks, maybe hidden around here? Or if you're not partaking in the arts and music?
Absolutely. Diamond Marrow, for example, is graduating from Susquehanna University in 5 days. And she is a stunning performer. She's probably the best actor on Susquehanna's campus. And she just accepted an apprenticeship at BTE in Bloomsburg. So she'll be around for another year. We're very excited. But she's going to perform a stunning monologue from a play that I wrote with Anna Andes, who's another professor at Susquehanna, a couple of years ago, called Pageant from Agitation. Women, and she'll be performing as Ida B. Wells.
We're getting these young people to think. If they can enjoy the visual and see the performance, good for them. But if they come at one just thinking and talking and yakking and looking at each other and off the phone for 1 minute, I think they're better off. Why Live from Lewisburg? Why do this? It's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Campus Theater.
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Well, The Community Zone and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership and the Campus Theater decided that the Live from Lewisburg variety show would be a wonderful forum to showcase local talent. And I do want to point out that every piece of art that happens on the stage is original. So that's just amazing. But the why is really to showcase our local talent, and we have so much of it in this area.
Yeah, to get it out there and to make sure all this is out there. Thanks to the Dagenstein Foundation for their support. Tell us about that.
Yes. We actually received two different grants from the Dagenstein Foundation, one from the Charles B. Dagenstein Foundation and one from the Charles and Betty Dagenstein Foundation. And they've been with us from the beginning. They've been big supporters, along with, and I must add, the LDP, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and the Community Zone.
Hope you got it. I have them all circled here. Mm-hmm. Campus Theater, campustheater.org, Community Zone, which is communityzonelewisburg.org, Dagenstein Foundation, you can find them on the web if you so choose, and LDP, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, also just a great organization, making sure that just wonderful things happen in Lewisburg. What is it about Lewisburg and the superlatives? Scratch that. What is it about this valley that we seem to be able to, if folks are interested, to bring out the very best artists and to give them a showcase or a gazebo or a stage or whatever it is.
I think what I really love about this valley is that we are unafraid of community. We really want to be together and we want to celebrate one another. And so Live from Lewisburg is one of the best examples, but it's the whole valley that we're all very committed to enjoying ourselves. And there is something to be said. People move to this fabulous area and they feel like they always have to go somewhere else. They have to go to New York, they have to go to Harrisburg, they have to go to Baltimore. But I think the fact that we are actually excited to stay here and to showcase all this fantastic talent is a testament to how much the valley brings people together. We want to be together and we want to celebrate one another.
Yeah, I know my lovely bride and I, what we do is we randomly pick either the artist series at SU or the Wise series at Bucknell, just randomly pick the performances because it's all so good, mm-hmm. you know, and you might expose yourself to something that you never knew anything about, mm-hmm. like the Shadowbox theaters that we've seen at Bucknell, just crazy stuff. I would have never imagined it, but it's live animation, shadow, live theater, movie, film, and I don't even know what is that.
And a puppet?
Performance.
I think they're
puppets. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. I got to mention that, yes. Puppetry. So, okay, let's both of you make a pitch for folks to consider putting Live from Lewisburg on their agenda tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Now, in the past, some of them were recorded, and you could either watch them live or afterward. Is that still taking place again?
Yes, we are still recording them.
Okay, so still recorded. We'll be able to catch it later, but live would be the opportunity, the opportune time. Make a pitch for folks to go, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. Well, for one thing, if you haven't been to the Campus Theater, it's a gorgeous Art Deco theater, fully restored. It's just beautiful, beautiful venue.
We're very excited to have everyone to come together. It is a chance to experience so many different types of performance, but it's also a chance to do it in one of the most historic places in Lewisburg, the Campus Theater. We're very excited about it.
Absolutely.
And the huge benefit of it is that the Community Zone specifically, but the Campus Theater in general, is very committed to accessibility. So this performance will also be ASL interpreted.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was
Campus
about
Theater.
To jump in with that.
Yeah, you've been able to access everything in the Campus Theater for half a century or more.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it's, they've always been dedicated to that, to all abilities. Get in there. Slight uphill to get in the front door, but all of that easily negotiable.
That's right.
Slight downhill to get to your seat, but again, all of that. Of course, plenty of assistance available mm-hmm. as well. All right. Well, I thank you both so much for all you're doing. Thanks for doing this fabulous art. Thanks for doing all this. I mean, they're not paying you enough up there, Scott, because Campus Theater is certainly a place to go and available for private activities, too, if
yes,
you want to rent it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can rent the theater or rent the marquee.
Well, I was there for Drew Kelly's wedding to Allie Stevens, so that was just a romantic, fun,
wonderful,
fun day inside the theater. And yeah, Monica, thanks for all you're doing. MonicaPrince.com.
Yep.
If folks want to check out your great art that's out there. And if you want to see your fabulous hosting abilities on stage tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Campus Theater. Monica Prince is an SU creative writing professor, but a performer of choreo poems, and you'll see some of those tomorrow night with some assistance. And Scotta Magnelli is the executive director of the Campus Theater. More information at communityzonelewisburg.org or campustheater.org. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thank you.